Welcome, seekers, to a very special edition of Bob's Slack Time Funhouse. Tonight, we're taking George into the Superdome on episode 14 of the Hurricane Spectacular.
In 2009...
Shut up!
I'm allowed to hear Bob's Slack Time Funhouse with parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the church, the sub-genius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor, and to cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
All right, now let's get on with this all-too-familiar story. Okay, well.
Through me you enter into the city of woes. Through me you enter into eternal pain. Through me you enter the population of loss.
Okay.
Hundreds of thousands of my constituents have been uprooted from their homes. And possibly thousands of lives have been lost to the wrath of Hurricane Katrina.
Allowing New Orleans to turn into something out of the Wild West, where anarchy reigns.
From all accounts, it will take 72 hours to evacuate New Orleans. Most of us have seen the charts and knew how quickly the interstates would fill. We knew the levees were weak. We knew they had waited too late. We knew they were wrong about the path of the hurricane. We all watched the images, listened as Bush called our governor and ordered an evacuation.
I feel your misery. Its weight bids me to weep. What of things to come? Tell, if you can, the divided city's fate and of the citizens. Is anyone just?
Sir, George W. Bush.
Particularly not him.
We knew. We all knew.
What about him?
He escaped.
Oh, no.
Alive and intact.
Oh, no!
Is anyone here not a downer? Anyone?
He's out there somewhere.
Oh, no!
He'll make a dangerous loose end.
And that's bad.
Oh, yeah!
It's the story. With, I suppose, about the biggest in history right slap on top of it. The sort of human institution which starts with everything in its favor but gradually begins to come apart.
I don't know why you say that.
The banners of hell's monarch do come forth towards us, therefore look, so spake my God. If thou discern him as when breathes a cloud heavy and dense, or when the shades of night fall.
No, they didn't.
He was standing in the dust of the fight.
We're... There's no turning back.
He was caked with soggy leaves, mulch, and dried blood.
Just like dear dead Jim, who never once imagined that his useless and despised brother might be the instrument of his death.
That's an accurate story. I'm not proud of that.
He ran the memory through again, savoring it. The knife and the blood and the look on Jabe's face as he crumpled to the ground.
You should have seen his face.
George's cheap suit was filthy and torn.
This is going to be a lousy documentary.
In addition, he was missing an earlobe, one of his eyeballs, and his lower lip, which his brother had shot off at point-blank range.
I can't hear you because I can't see.
Now that he was out on the streets, he had a problem.
Rain on the parade.
Toward the highway, a man shouted something, and another man shouted back.
Ideally, a hurricane should drive people out, not bring people in. The hurricane had launched a drooling Klondike stampede.
What's going on, man?
What's going on yourself?
I almost drowned yesterday.
Oh, man, it's wet out here.
Who are these people by black air oppressed?
They seem to be following the Keys campaign.
They were in for a few surprises.
The Keyla drinkers. Yeah.
George smiled helplessly in an attempt to make friends.
Let's go out there and make a little whoopee with the tequila drinkers. Get to know them better.
Say what?
I'm...
He stopped and stared at George. He talks. George squirmed under the look and shifted his feet nervously.
It's a lot nicer to go around with a guy you know. Remember where we slept last night? Down by the river?
George's head still dripped water from dousing.
What the hell are you talking about? It's just the talking.
He glanced coldly at George.
Just talks, and you don't understand nothing.
George gulped, and his smile grew more fawning.
Yes, after I'm getting ready to go take a nap, I've got my sleeping things on.
George spoke proudly. Suppose you didn't have nobody. How'd you like that? Suppose you had to sit out here because you was black.
No, look, that's all very interesting, but the sun is going down.
Oh, no, you're confused. The horizon is moving up.
Hey, listen, come on, you guys, help me.
George's face contorted with thought.
I'm tired.
What's the matter with that dude?
I'm lost, and I want to go to bed.
But he wasn't sure where would be safe now.
If it rains like when we dropped in, we'll need shelters, all right.
Don't you fool around. It'll be dark for long.
We knew. We all knew. No one wanted to go. No one thought they really had to. People prophesized on street corners and around water coolers, everyone with their theories. We were angry. We were scared. We were frozen in space. The sickest were left to die. The healthy were left to survive. We didn't know what to expect from the creatures that adapted. How far would it go? And how long would it take?
The content would do is like a hurricane coming through. A contact with you is like a hurricane coming through. I'm gonna blow your little house down. I'm gonna blow your little house down. I'm gonna blow your little house down. I'm gonna blow, 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 blow your little house down, your little house down. I'm gonna blow, 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 blow your little house down, your little house down.
People in the city anymore?
Well, our impression is that they're eliminated.
There are still a great many.
Our information is to the contrary.
That isn't true. I guarantee you about it.
I could go into town and get whatever I want, George demanded. God almighty.
George half closed his eyes.
I could stay in a cat house all night and order any damn thing I could think of.
Lenny looked at the angry George.
In the Civic Center. That's where they hold up.
Hold up.
Get there.
Guy got to have some fun sometime, said George.
George's voice was growing warmer.
Tonight, George decided, I'll do a goat.
Oh.
No, two goats.
Whoa! You must be out of your mind, man.
I don't know why people say that.
I see your mouth moving. I can't hear a word you're saying. I went swimming yesterday, diving for my gun. I got all this water in my ear.
Got any water?
If you're looking to get a cup of juice, the well's dried up, son. City shut her down. Bastards will slap a new pair of tits on the Statue of Liberty, but they won't help a poor hophead. Just once, I wish I had a little clout, you know?
Gosh, okay.
I haven't had a bite all day.
Ow!
God damn it!
You never know what hit him. Blood water.
I set things straight in this town.
Crime exploded all over Louisiana. The police worked overtime, and the strain was apparent. We all felt vulnerable.
We had us a place in the back of a furniture store. One day, we hear this bell. We go out to see it. And there are people there.
These are,
We thought we were alone with millions of corpses.
Jesus hell.
Swearing, he turned off the trail and pushed his way through until the forest opened a little. Beyond these was the glitter of the sea, and he could hear voices.
Look!
I see a shining city on a shining hill.
Abandon all hope, you who enter here.
The Superdome, that the damned call home. Hear their hellish roundelay.
We're doomed.
Shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Oh, Jesus, when are you going to cut me some slack, huh?
I've got some more bad news.
We're in great danger here.
They told us go to the Superdome. If you want to be rescued, go to the Superdome. What are we supposed to do?
Jesus Christ, George said resignedly.
And so, secure after those holy words, we in our turn step forward towards the city.
And by tacit consent, they went towards the shelter.
Excellent. It's all falling to place.
Sent people to the Superdome, those without transportation, the hospitalized, the infirm, the poor, some 25,000, we were told, gathered there. They were told to wait, that help would come. The television said they were going to be okay, and you could see the skeptical looks exchanged by the town and the local news.
And now, a special news bulletin. Residents of the tri-state area are preparing for the violent onslaught of the powerful storm that meteorologists are calling Hurricane OJ.
And look, a ruined shelter that faced the lagoon and seemed very near to falling down.
But out of this abyss, there where repentant guilt removed,
souls gather to cleanse themselves.
Some were capable and experienced, some were hapless and inept, and many were gypsy imposters. All arrived to find boundless opportunity.
Farthest from the heaven, whose dome encloses everything in creation.
This one was a ruin.
To George, it looked like a zoo on wheels.
I should have known, George said hopelessly.
George was aware of the heat. He would like to have a bath.
The
proper wallow with soap.
Well, let's get things going or I'll never get to bed.
Step into the sun, step into the light, march up to the gate and do it.
Well?
Is she who bore you?
Hi, Mom.
George was glad. Now he would soon be home, and everything would be all right.
Mother, what do you want?
Mother, this is George. I thought sure you'd remember me.
George who?
She asked him.
If you're looking for a room, there's no vacancy.
Mother, listen, please help me. Something terrible's happened to me. I don't know what it is. Something's happened to everybody. Please let me come in and keep me here until I get over it.
Get over what? I don't take in strangers unless they're sent here by somebody I know.
Well, I know everybody you know.
The doorbell rang.
What do you...
What the hell do you mean?
George heard his mother asking at the door.
Your Majesty, these people are mad. The women throw their babies at them.
Yeah.
They hurl themselves onto our weapons to open a wedge for their men to attack.
Gracious!
I can wipe the planet clean of the entire race, but then who would mind the spice?
Oh, you reek of it!
Suddenly.
It is opening! I'm saved! I'm going in!
No, don't do that, son! It's dark and dirty in there!
Oh, but Mom!
It's full of bees and spiders! You might poke your eye out when your father comes home!
I'm going in, Mom! There's a vacancy!
George winked at her and banged out the door.
I said I'm George Bush Jr., I can do what I like. I said I'm George Bush Jr., I can do what I like. If I got a meanest damn mother ever got on a mic, I am a George Bush Jr., I can do what I like.
Hey, Mom. Yeah? I hope I can be half the man you can.
Times you made me enter within this dome, which is the lowest, darkest place.
George sneered and attempted bravery.
This stinks.
It smells terrible in here.
Stinks to beat hell.
Well, I guess it's a good thing I didn't light it then, huh?
A little stocky man stood in the open doorway.
You got your work slips?
George reached into his pocket and produced the slips and handed them to the boss.
I applaud the Habitat for Humanity and...
Wait a minute.
Mom loves your stuff.
Boss squinted his eyes.
Wait a minute.
Look, let's...
What's your name? George pretended a lack of interest.
It's an interesting question.
George hesitated.
Answer to a question.
What's your name?
My name's George. Wait a minute.
From...
George looked down at his feet.
From,
Iraq. Wait a minute.
From California.
Oh, yeah!
Wooden latch raised again and the door opened.
Come on!
Gosh, okay.
And then he shut the f***ing door!
Oh, why do people do that?
Hemisphere seems viewed from far, a windmill which the blasters briskly round. Such was the fabric that my thought I saw to shield me from the wind. Forthwith I drew behind my guide, no cover else was there. Now came I, and with fear I bid my strain record the marvel where the souls were all whelmed underneath transparent ass through glass. Pellucid the frail stem, some prone were laid, others stood upright. This upon the souls that on his head a third with face to feet arched like a bow went to the point we came. Whereat my guide was pleased that I should see the creature eminent in beauty once. He from before me stepped and made me pause. Lo, he exclaimed, lo this and lo the place where thou hast need to arm thy heart with strength.
We all felt vulnerable. You saw people of all ages walking around with bags of household items, and you knew they were carrying around everything they owned.
Some were naked and carrying their clothes.
The people were already angry. We knew it was too late. We felt abandoned.
Trapped forever!
Whether it's because we're not used to seeing poverty so visible, or the results of institutional racism so stark,
because of maybe thousands of years of hatred, exploitation, whatever else you like to call it,
or because of just pure incompetence, it was criminal to abandon thousands and thousands of men and women, mothers and children, grandparents to rot in the squalor of complete government neglect.
You had to see the desperation of the people in front of you. You had to see the frustration, the exhaustion of people trying to help. You had to see the absence of hope. A frightening thing in such a large number.
My, what a lot of them there were.
Oh, yeah, you walked in there. Look, you knew who was the pimps and who was the players and the dealers, and you knew who was the straight-up church women. It wasn't like people like Wendy Sunday Besses and all of that.
The typical hurricane victim, frantic for shelter, was forced to trust his instincts. Unfortunately, the instincts of the typical hurricane victim in such matters was not acute.
Whatever, man.
I've never been caught in a hurricane before.
I'm scared.
My parents, they stuck upstairs.
And now the next answered, and the next.
Unless it's Hurricane Dick Gregory, they ain't going nowhere.
This don't mean nothing. I lived through Hurricane Camille in 48.
Over 500 souls perished that terrible day.
You think it's a sin to loot a dead body?
Sorry, I just wanted some pretty things.
Whoa!
The cry swept by him across the narrow end of the shelter.
What was that?
It's just the wind howling. It's just the wind howling for him.
That's someone outside. Oh, you can't leave him out there to die.
You always have had a soft spot for dumb, helpless losers. Nobody panic. I got a flashlight right here. Rats, the batteries are dead. Sanchez, give me the ones from your voice box.
I won't be able to.
Shut up.
He took the gun and the flashlight to the front of the shelter.
Oops, there's already a guy in here.
He was shocked by what this flashlight revealed.
There's a gremlin on the wing!
Standing in the doorway was a man with an unfortunate pinstripe suit.
Help.
And a face that appeared to have been modified with a crowbar.
I feel lightheaded. Whew.
Oh, that scared the shotting out of me.
George knelt in the entrance to the shelter and peered cautiously around him.
Your eyes gazed into the realm of death. What did you see?
Gosh, okay.
George turned to the shelter.
Let's see here.
He bit his lower lip to stifle a cry.
It's totally black.
Gazing intently, I saw there were people Warren within, all naked and muddy.
Know much about purgatory?
Did you have too much to drink last night?
It's a place between heaven and hell, where those who were left behind, unable to get into heaven, continue to suffer. A place of struggle and pain. In other words, the world that we're in now.
Well, you see, it's hard to calculate because sometimes...
There are 30,000 inside this sphere alone.
Hey, you a junkie?
I don't know why you say that.
You look like a junkie to me.
Filthy swine.
From the floor, the president gave a disconsolate whimper.
How come I can't have dinner with the 36% of the people who like me?
Ralph looked at him sidelong and said nothing. George staggered to his feet, tensed for more terrors, and looked up at a huge peaked cap.
The trooper blocked his path.
Pardon, Junior Ranger?
Who are you?
You're another guy.
Whoa!
He sees what is left of his face. The scalp is ulcerated with open sores. One of the eyes is gone, and the remaining eye burns through.
What the hell are you?
Look, let's...
Man, what's wrong with your face?
That's an interesting question.
The fractured nose. The sliver of broken whiskey bottle in his left eye socket. Bedraggled, saliva-flecked, blood-spattered...
The man's face is burned across his mind's eye.
That guy's dead. You better believe it. I don't know why you say that.
He is going to die.
George configured his crooked jaws into the semblance of a grin.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
The policeman drew back a little.
I don't know who you are that come here, or how.
He might have been any old crooked jaw drunk in a soggy pinstripe suit.
I see that you've wisely decided to hire a particularly terrifying Negro to protect you against your enraged and cheated customers.
George's voice took on the elaborate manner of little girls when they are mimicking one another.
Is it the part of the police department to harass me when this city is a flagrant vice capital of the civilized world, famous for its gamblers, prostitutes, exhibitionists, antichrists, alcoholics, sodomites, drug addicts, fetishists? onanists, pornographers, frauds, jades, litterbugs, and lesbians, all of whom are only too well protected by graft.
The one-eyed freak gurgled crapulously.
I said, who are you?
My name's George, said George, from California. Never heard of him, the trooper replied. The trooper sounded exhausted.
Oh, my! I wonder how long the storm is going to last.
This is a big storm.
Glad to hear somebody admit it.
Seriously, you're serious, aren't you?
What?
This is a national disaster.
No. Oh, that's no, it's just a
game.
Yeah, I got a game for you.
It's called Joker. Now you think about that.
When he understood how far Ralph had gone towards accepting him, he flushed pinkly with pride.
Proudly so.
Dumb, ugly loser. I wonder how we even wound up together.
These are my people. It takes an animal to know an animal.
Though still the world inside the shelter was impossibly dangerous.
Whoop!
Hey!
Howdy!
Watch where the hell you're stepping!
George was so full of pride in his contribution to the good of society.
Good! I was really starting to doubt myself.
That, despite the crowding blackness, he sniggered.
Maybe this was a perfect time to look around without distracting anybody.
Party with the animals. Let's see here.
It was a nightclub, a hotel, a restaurant, and a barbershop. Everyone who was anyone in the world passed through. The stories from this place have passed into legend.
George moved among the crowd, asking names and frowning to remember them.
Bianca. Nobody named Bianca? Well, sorry, Bianca's not here.
God,
just trying to spread around the joy.
The people started to sing.
There's got to be a friendly face out there somewhere, I tell.
And they started to sing a song. I will never forget it.
Worst excuse for music I ever heard.
The Dorm has put an end to life as we know it. The town is running low on supplies of everything from gasoline to Botox.
No.
Air conditioner?
No.
Color TV?
No.
George pretended a lack of interest.
Do you believe a person of your stature can go for one solid week without bathing?
I fall in a trap when I come to work in this place.
Ooh-wee!
George shifted his feet nervously.
I want to get someplace good. We gainfully employed.
Yes,
make me a living wage.
George sighed.
Just as I suspected. You people have all been brainwashed.
You be out of your mind, man.
Many of the Negroes wish to become active members of the American middle class.
It could happen to anybody.
The young man rolled his eyes heavenward.
Pardon, Junior Ranger?
I don't feel so good. Can you take me to the hospital?
Just when the children are asking for help, the only thing that comes down to them is
to encourage them to start a ministry which will find the children of those who are incarcerated and love them.
What? I'd like to see the orphans he operating for. I bet the United Fund don't know about them orphans.
I got a bad feeling on this one. I don't think I'm going to make it out.
The town sealed off from the rest of the world. Things got a little nutty here.
Day 37 under the dome. We are facing intermittent power failures, which...
But we need help.
What we get? Nothing.
No food, no water.
We have no water. You could have dropped it from the sky from them helicopters.
And these goddamn ships that are coming, I don't see them.
It is wrong.
Why the hell couldn't a truckload of water, a truckload of medicine, a busload of physicians, people who could bring help and care and hope to the people, why couldn't they get through?
You know, it'll take time to restore chaos, but we...
Sorry, George, but where are they, Robbie? There are no blueberries.
I totally reject that thought.
You don't find that ironic?
I find you ironic.
George sneered.
There's no food here, said Ralph, and no shelter, not much fresh water.
And there was an old, starving woman.
Remember that stuff we used to eat a long time ago? What they used to call it?
What did they call it?
I don't know.
Oh, yes, I know. Food.
Oh.
This was the dreary guild propelled both the god and his enemy. Hapless ones, never alive. Their bare skin galled by flies, mingling with tears for harvest underfoot by writhing maggots.
And I saw that the people were afraid.
Well,
George said, shrugging.
Let me put it to you this way. I'm sleeping safely, soundly at night.
Still, he anticipated trouble.
Up against the wall, you mother.
A girl was standing there looking in. She smiled archly and twitched her body.
Like my Secretary of State.
Baby.
Everything went okay, George? She asked him. She gave George a package wrapped in brown paper.
Move! Nobody had seen it but George.
Yeah. Tequila. Here, give me a shot of
it. Pull it out.
One bottle be enough.
There's a new ethic in America, a new culture.
Whoop.
Let's roll.
I know how to roll, but it's hard on the elbows. And if you just have to play James Bond, I'll bust your ass.
I appreciate that very much.
Let me unconfuse you, baby.
Oh, fun!
George recognized the post-hurricane turmoil as a golden opportunity.
And you're beautiful. Boy! Not too dark and a little sweet.
They lay restlessly and noisily in the dark.
What I got wood.
Just hold tight.
There was no way George could ever reach the bottom of that hole.
I, have a justice I need to push through.
George's nervous buttocks quivered. Where'd you find a red rubber? Looks like a Santa Claus hat.
Hey, watch your mouth.
My name's George, from California.
Your name's Mud.
And he did not know how quickly sleep came and hurled him down a dark interior slope.
Oh, yes, yes. Far, far away from this lovely palace.
Look what they're doing to our dome. You know what that is, sir?
Crack.
Exactly.
Ugh.
Don't worry, I have a solution for you, sir.
We need to handle every aspect of this ourselves. That means no outsiders and no leaks. If we screw it up, it could bring down the entire government. They have to be eliminated. You do understand, don't you?
Meanwhile...
George woke up with a headache that was about to get worse.
Here, turkey, turkey, turkey! Turkey, turkey, turkey!
He was awake
turkey,
before
turkey.
His eye was open.
Nobody's gonna kill you!
Nighttime,
George said irritably.
There are some who feel like if they can attack us, my answers bring them on.
He opened his eye.
Hey, cool. Hey, boys.
I see his mouth moving, I can't hear a word to say.
Trapped.
In fact, I'm getting two.
Pardon, Junior Ranger?
Crouching with arm up to ward off.
Intersexual conduct.
Then he was down, rolling over and over and over and over and...
Oh, you know I'm just playing with you.
Trying to cry for mercy.
For God's sake!
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Bush
screamed. George was completely molested in the summer night.
His fate bends down to his dwelling hurled. Hold out. To this residence of woe. Approaches when he saw me come and cry. Me nurse relinquishing his dread employ. Look how thou enter here, beware in whom thou place thy trust, let not the entrance broad. Deceive thee to thy harm, to him my guide. Wherefore exclaimest, and they're not his way.
From the darkness of the further end of the shelter came a dreadful moaning. Sometimes George cried out in the dark.
But judging from the noises Bush making, he doesn't sound too sad to me.
Once more, the invisible group sniggered.
Just kiss, kiss, hug, and hug.
They lay there listening. Then they, too, fell asleep.
Gimme!
Oh, sweet mother of pearl.
Since we first entered through that open gate whose threshold no one ever is denied.
I had to live in a room with 700 prisoners and was built for 200 and was terrible dirty.
Heaps of lumber and twisted metal, battered appliances and gutted sofas, as if a great supernatural fist had snatched up 100,000 lives and shaken the contents all over creation.
We had so many lice and fleas that the guards and officers would never come into our room. They were afraid to get lice from us.
Look, there's going to be plenty of blame to go around. I made calls to everybody.
You left these people to suffer and die.
They're half dead right now.
George said, his shoulders bunched.
You know what, miss? You're a hostile.
We cannot let terrorists hold this nation hostile or hold our allies hostile.
The children gave him the same simple obedience that they had given to the men with megaphones. Everything was all right. Everything was good-humored and friendly.
We're the George Bush Society. George Bush Society.
We don't care. Katrina took New Orleans away. We're the George Bush Society. Brownie had a knack. What we said was bring it on. We never said we'd bring it back.
The more George drank, the less sympathy he retained for his customers. They goddamn well knew the risks living in a hurricane zone. These were grown-ups, President Mickey Mouse told himself. They made a choice.
I'm losing other people's kitties and I feel all evil. It's genocide, but I never liked un-American people. All the forests and the rivers and the land and the sea. All the moon kills my daddy, damn gave it to me. You can't touch this bitch because I'm rich and I'm wild. I'm George, damn Judy, I can do what I like. Cause I'm George Bush Jr., I do what I like.
The storm of sound beat at them.
And we were there in that room with 700 people.
Poor, miserable bastards.
The poor people were lucky that they hadn't ended up in Angola.
I think that's the formula for success.
Yes. Say what?
This action on my part led to a rather loud and defiantly boorish roar of protest from the collective workers, who began to regard me with sullen eyes.
I'd like to kick his superior balls in.
Hey.
George wasn't crazy about the odds.
Faced with the task of translating all this into an explanation, George stood on his head.
It's an old trick.
A trick! A trick to weaken our resolve.
That was a dirty trick. Ralph expressed the intensity of his emotion by pretending to knock George down. There was no place for standing on one's head.
What do you got to say for yourself, sonny?
They were large and scary. He could tell they'd worked together before.
I'm giving you a chance to make the point.
See, it's hard to calculate because sometimes, here, let me see if I can show you the usual grip. I went like this.
Oh! Again, George fell over.
Oh, he's no funny. He fell right over.
He like an Oreo cookie.
Look like a pile of
They bumped and yelled and danced. Relieved by a storm of laughter, the idiot George once more was the center of social derision, so that everyone felt cheerful and normal.
Not bad. Not bad.
One side of George's mouth wormed into a creepy, lopsided grin.
My people.
I love you.
Now that it seemed he would not be murdered, he was burdened by another primal concern.
So I turned the Mr. Charlie music on again, smiling broadly and waving amiably in an attempt to acknowledge my poor judgment and to win the workers' confidence.
Let me talk to the workers. You got more money in your pocket as a result of the tax relief we passed?
I haven't got any pockets. I ain't even got any clothes.
Oh, that's right. I keep forgetting in the dark.
I think anything I would say would just be redundant.
George worked his jaw like a goat.
Look, these guys were just up there trying to have a good solid margarita. They wanted to play some music. They wanted to get hopping.
The dude's right.
You know, it was innocent fun. And you stepped in.
Don't push me, pal.
And like you, rain on the parade.
Big drops of rain fell among them, making individual sounds when they struck. Dumb George was flinching from the stroke of the drops, inspecting the looming sky through the gash visible in the splintered, tattered ceiling. His mouth opened till they could see a square black hole. If only they could see a sign or something.
At that moment, a sunbeam broke through the bruised roof with golden light. George shielded his eyes. Was this a sign?
I got some bad news for you. That ain't rain.
Who did that?
Whatever. Dave.
It is just not true that I haven't met with the Black Caucus.
He rubbed his rump. His face was crumpled and ugly and frustrated and turning to anger.
The creep with the crooked jaw was disfigured, morose, and unsociable.
Look, let's...
You know what? This cat is a jive cat, man. He can't talk, he can't walk, he can't sit. Man, this cat can't do nothing right.
From the floor, the one-eyed lunatic gave a disconsolate whimper. The creep reeked of liquor and spoke as if he had a mouthful of marbles. He looked like a snake trying to swallow an egg.
I don't know why people say that.
At least he's not superstitious.
George knows what he's about. Just talks, and you don't understand nothing.
His crooked jaw profile reminded them of a miniature Tyrannosaurus.
Do I?
What are you?
They cocked their head and gazed expectantly at George, who felt a spasm in his colon.
Then
who the hell are you, George?
How do I respond to,
Wait a minute.
When somebody recognized him.
What the?
President Bush!
Here I am.
That's him, yeah. You know the man.
In person. Live.
I've spoken with many of you in person.
You bastard!
You bastard!
You bastard!
Wait. Look.
Well, I'm sure I'm having run into you like this.
It gets dark in the streets of Africa.
What the hell are you talking about?
Colossal nerve you have talking about it so calmly. You, the swindler of thousands of people.
I've heard your disagreement, and I know how deeply it is felt.
Everybody knows your job. Look at your two-button suit.
Their huge white eyes were already labeling me a Mr. Charlie.
You've drunk, Mr. Charlie.
Someone sniggered.
I would have to struggle to show them my almost psychotic dedication to helping them.
You see, it's like this here. We can all come together. It's here's a visual. See here, looky here. See there? I have a dream.
It was a pitiful try, you've got to admit.
We're beginning to understand more about sacrifice.
Maybe you can do the same for me.
Do I?
He swallowed.
Listen, how are you like being vagrant half the time?
Wonderful.
George scowled meaningfully.
I myself was a vagrant in happier, better days.
George's voice was growing warmer, entranced with his own picture.
If only I were in your shoes. I would stir from my room only once a month to fumble for my relief check in the mailbox.
Ooh-wee!
George felt ready to assert himself.
In a sense, I've always felt something of a kinship with the colored race, because its position is the same as mine.
What?
We both exist outside the inner realm of American society.
Just in case you forgot, you're a criminal and a scumbag.
And there was a...
He paused lamely as the curtain flickered in his brain.
He
ain't got a thing inside of me, nothing but a shell. You ain't got nothing inside.
Heads brown, fair, black, chestnut. Heads muttering, whispering. Heads full of eyes watched George and speculated.
He builds up a gigantic institution, becomes a great civic leader, and then the crash comes. And overnight, he's the biggest crook the country ever had.
Is he of the family?
No.
Is he of the sacred society?
Skull and bones!
You could say he's a man trying to survive his own survival, his loneliness, his boredom, his inability to communicate with the other survivors who see or think they see the kind of man he is as evil.
Then what is he?
Evil.
George started to slouch away.
You are a thief, sir, and a swindler.
I don't know why people say that.
You will hear why I am such a neighbor to him as this.
George watched him suspiciously.
How, through my trust and his devices, how cruel it was.
He considered one man to be morally responsible for the tragedy.
You ruined my life! You ruined my life!
He would know no peace until that smirking son of a bitch, George, was dead.
George opened his wallet and said, I'll pay you a couple of bucks.
Don't push me, pal.
George grabbed one of his paws and stuck $2 in it.
And that might provide comfort for you.
While George evaded slaps, he quickly pocketed the two bills.
Shh. Take a walk. We don't need your ideas, we don't need your advice, and we don't need lames in the hallway.
It spoiled everything.
This white trash raped New Orleans.
He is part of the dead.
George got very nervous.
The security of our president is in the balance.
Why didn't you? They knew very well why he hadn't.
You know, a couple of people said Bush didn't respond because of race, because he's a racist. Like, I reject that.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Well, you did say you hated Crooklyn.
What's... And I've never said that.
Would you? He was an idiot.
God, I hate that guy.
I'm not gonna take all this crap. You're trying to dupe everybody in this joint. Pride and dignity. You ain't got none. And you ain't right. How you like that?
Through clenched teeth, George said,
Brother, what can I do to show you love?
I hate you, understand?
Do you see the situation?
Yes.
Here was a room with 700 prisoners, and the devil tried to make them fighting and hating, man.
I hate you because you were a giant cat.
Shock and despair had distilled into high-octane anger. Someone must pay.
This is your fault. Everything was fine until you ruined it, you teeth-sucking boar.
I respect you and the arguments you've made.
If it hadn't been for him, it would never have happened.
Yeah!
You took advantage of me, you manipulated the tenants, and you totally abused the situation.
That's kind of one of those,
Abu Ghraib.
situations.
That's his fault, too. Feeling not pain, but panic. A sick fear and rage swept him.
Don't blame me!
They must descend to bloodshed with much offense.
Hey, boy, in here!
How are you, sir? Very good to see you.
The storm of sound beat at them, an incantation of hatred.
Ladies and gentlemen, nothing is more important at this moment in our history than for America to spare
your president
from this danger.
The idiot George broke off, sniveling.
People want to play a blame game.
I don't blame you.
Beautiful. You really think so?
Hello, crack addict here. Hello.
Hi, George.
Here.
Why, you
son of a bitch! What the f*** were you thinking?
Said George contemptuously.
Hello.
We were chosen. Chosen for just this work.
He nods his head.
To destroy what was evil.
He has a black box with him, a rope and some other stuff in a big bag.
When you die, the last living reminder of hell will be gone. Gone.
George reasoned it was better to tell the truth than to have it tortured out of him. So, out of sheer bladder-shriveling fear, he confessed.
God! I swear to God, I don't know how it happened. It's all a big mistake. You gotta believe me. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
You're a little late.
A bearded man was making a crucifix with fallen roof beams.
Dead man walking on a green mile.
You're ready, brother.
Are you going to kill me?
We're going to crucify you.
Oh.
You got any more questions, fathead?
You told him.
Don't turn and just stand.
After what I said.
Now put your hands out. Out! Way out. I sure'd like to crucify you, baby.
George concluded it was a nightmare and shut his eyes.
Facing hell.
George suddenly realized something was missing.
Do I?
No wham, wham, wham. Maybe they were done.
Do I?
His hands and feet had been meticulously duct taped in a pose of crucifixion.
Gosh, okay.
And nobody even looked at him.
You know,
he was terribly sorry for what he had done. But now it was too late.
And suddenly... Now what?
This is happening way too fast.
Strangers untied his wrists.
Can't we all just get along?
Yes! Victory, Swig!
Oh, yeah, you won't kill me!
There you go.
Well, we're boned.
Why the hell would you do such a thing?
The man sent him in here. Something's going down. We need him.
Great. Now what?
So George jumped up.
Well, I'm not content to be a prisoner. I'm going to get out of this place. If it's the last thing I do. George!
And off he went.
I hope he's being a good little monkey. George? George! Get down! That's not a playground!
George opened the door and peeked in.
This great equipment looked important.
George turned it on.
The country stands with you. It gets dark for those affected, I understand that.
What a bad joke.
The men had heard the alarm and thought at first that George had been naughty again.
The light. They should have stayed clear of the light.
There was no light, brother, just the fire.
Nonsense.
Tell him that the hell he sees, good enough he sees.
Lord, Lord, burn it all!
One creature, caught. Caught in a place he cannot stir from in the dark, alone, outnumbered hundreds to one, nothing to live for but his memories. Nothing to live with. And yet the whole family can't bring him down out of that
hunky paradise, brother.
Forget the old ways, brother. All the old hatreds, all the old pains. Forget. And remember, the family is one. But him, that thing.
George remained looking out of the hole in the ceiling.
And our conversations will be much more intimate. You get to know the real me, the unvarnished George W. George W. Unplugged. Please sit back and relax and enjoy your flight.
Ralph put his head in the hole, withdrew it, and turned to the others.
So that's the situation. Now, maybe the law can't get him out, but I figure there's no stopping an ugly mall. Or in our case, a very ugly mall.
I say he's not fit to live with civilized people. Let's go tear him limb from limb. Limb from limb!
The president's gaze turned out the window. Hey, what the hell?
I know that some of my decisions have led to terrible loss. Yet now, there are only two options before our country. Victory or defeat.
This is an outrage!
What?
I do want to say, though, how much I appreciated getting to know most of you. I do appreciate how hard you've been professional. I didn't particularly care for everything you wrote or said. And make sure you vote for me.
No, we could. But then the curse would begin all over again, don't you see?
Yes, I see. I see him living high in the light while we rot and hide like grubs. What do you see, brother?
He will be destroyed, brother. He will.
They destroyed the world.
The days of despair and hardship are over. Today begins a new order.
I'm with you.
The ruler of the world.
Who is he to think he can just sponge off the government?
Yeah, when we gotta pay a full 20% of our subsidized rent.
That's half my welfare check what I earn.
Put the power to him, brother. Just a little nitro. I can get the cannons out of the old guard armory. We can have him out of there in no time.
I said no.
Victory?
We could.
Victory?
But then the curse would begin all over again, don't you see?
Victory?
Yes, I see.
Yes, as I was saying, the time for victory is upon us. And a new world, a better world, a German world. We will emerge as the dominant people.
Where's that uncivilized bum?
Victory?
There he is, in the breakfast nook.
Or defeat. The feet?
He could hear feet moving, and then someone sniggered.
Get him!
Yes!
Hey!
Woohoo! King
Texas,
dummy!
It's gone! It's gone! It's gone!
Your captain said, on the ship of fools, I think you should look down. Cause your paper ship is soon to run aground.
Fat mother dropped out of the sky.
Watch where the hell you're stepping.
Once down, George explained.
We have a long way to go, but we start today, right here.
Smiling broadly and waving amiably in an attempt to win the workers' confidence.
And I hope you'll join us.
You always did need an audience, you sap.
The dispersed figures had come together and were a dense black mass that revolved. They took their spears, clubs of firewood, and the rest took spits. A circling movement developed, and they were chanting something.
From the first circle I descended thus, down to the second, which a lesser space, embracing so much more of grief contains, provoking bitter moans, there me no stands, grinning with ghastly feature heat of all who enter, strict examining the crimes, give sentence and dismisses them beneath, according as he folded him around. For when before him comes the ill-fated soul, it all confesses and that judge severe of sins, considering what place in hell suits the transgression with his tail so oft. Himself bends circles as degrees beneath, he dooms it to descend before him stand. Always a numerous throng, and in his turn, each one to judgment passing speaks and hears.
The chant rose ritually. The heaving circle cheered and made pig dying noises.
George was on guard immediately.
How come a white cat like you talking in jail, huh?
George bound himself together with his will, fused his fear and loathing into a hatred, and stood up.
I looked him straight in the eye and I said,
why do you hate me? Step and fetch his...
Say what?
I wish I hadn't said that.
Soon there were a happy, heaving pile in the underdust.
You done made the last mistake you ever gonna make, mister!
Guys, I don't f***ing care,
George said absently.
Suddenly, some started to fight. And these people were in such a tension when this hatred came in their hearts. Others joined in the fighting, and we heard swearing and beating and crying.
Oh, no, there's no need to resort to violence.
Oh, sure there is.
There has been such a sick world. You have to overcome a world that is terrible sick.
Oh, yeah, right. Social workers.
We'll be glad to help. When exactly did this vagrant sneak in?
Well, he didn't sneak in. I let him in last night to get out of the storm.
You let him in? Hey, LaBelle!
What?
responsible for any damage he does.
What does that mean?
Uh-oh.
Gulp.
It was a hell. They looked at each other. Will he be killed this week? Will she be alive next week? Will Oosh kill me?
People are dying down here.
Day 93 under the dome.
I flew over that thing yesterday, and it's in the same shape that it was after the storm hit.
With necessities growing dangerously low, who knows what spark will set off this powder keg?
We're out of coffee! I can't take another minute in this dome!
Ooh-wee. Everybody fighting and scratching and screaming, and that big fat freak laying in the gutter like he did. People fighting and cussing and pass out in the street. Look like a gang war.
Gazing intently, I saw there were people with looks of fury striking each other with a hand, but also with their heads, chests, feet, and backs, teeth.
It was unbelievable. Dead people around the walls of the convention center laying in the middle of the street in their dying chairs where they died right there in their wheelchair.
Three, brother? Are you sure? Not three.
Three, brother.
A good friend of mine just died. A lady died this morning. Who died today?
Babies, two babies dehydrated and died. I just tell you, I couldn't take it.
This is not the third world. We're not in some outpost of some nation whose name we can hardly conjure. This is America.
You know, that's what's so funny.
I hope the media isn't making it a bigger thing than perhaps it is. That every time they see something and they go out and they start filming it, and that's every, you know, that's what we get to see. I hope this isn't being created beyond what it really is.
I've got 15 to 20,000 people over at the convention center. It's bursting at the seams. It's awful down here, man.
Let us for a moment consider what happens to Lady McBush during and after the play.
They began to know how different we were. Our skin, our eyes.
Gracious! I should bust a cap in your ass.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Barbara Bush!
And then it had only been his mother's violent screaming that had awakened him.
Oh! Her voice grew shrill with anger.
I can't see out of my sheet!
He turned incredulously to look at his mother.
Oh!
Dressed in a costume sewn from white muslin, she was especially proud of the pointy little hood.
And she was starched and clean.
With an axe handle.
I was confronted once again by that ethnic slur, wielding mastodon.
Well, let's...
You haven't switched from liquor to dope by any chance, have you? What are you, huh?
His voice lifted into the whine of virtuous recrimination.
I don't know why you say that. Yeah.
They were jumped all over me back in 1992 in that hurricane.
We're talking for president!
And I thought we did a good job. I heard somebody in there yesterday yelling from all those buildings, blaming the president for this or that.
I don't know why people say that.
He's tough and he can take it and he's doing the right things here.
Joe, terrible walk a chicken. You're no rocket scientist.
Bush flushed.
You don't have to overdo it, Mother.
Looking sideways at his daddy.
I don't even know how to describe it.
The old man's eyes watered.
I don't think I'm emotionally capable of telling her what I'd seen and heard.
Oh, almost forgot. That's for freeing the slaves, you Negro-loving Yankee devil!
What are we to make of Lady McBush? Is she as inhuman as she seems? Is she, as some have suggested, the primary force of evil in the play?
This woman looks like a Nazi commandant. She may strike her.
I don't want a race riot in here.
His mother screamed.
I got an investment to protect.
Boring.
This party stinks.
I know what hard feelings are.
In a moment, her voice came back, low and droning.
Okay, now, let's be friends. We got enough bombs and things already.
And your son seems to delight in dropping them.
George crouched instinctively.
She gave me a look that only a mother could give a child.
Please, I've got to get out of here.
Oh, no, you won't.
She was breathless with indignation.
The rodeo cuts both ways.
I don't know why people say that.
And she frowned disapprovingly at George.
You're trying to get me in trouble with my father.
Away from me, loser.
Or has she perhaps acted her part so well that she becomes the victim of her own deception?
Don't mess with me, fellas!
You can't scare color people no more, Jones said, adjusting his sunglasses.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Color people's took enough horseshit already.
If you're looking for sympathy, you can find it between shit and syphilis in the dictionary.
You ain't piling no more on.
Gracious, I should your ass.
Whoa!
Ooh-wee.
But his mother did not rise to the challenge.
She was not the type of person to invite people onto her property or to change.
She had the determination, the superiority that comes with intense anger.
Wine.
Her eyes were steely, her lips thin and firm.
Filthy.
Huh?
Knows what you could have got on my clothes.
You think I got syphilis and TB and a hard-on, and I'm gonna cut her up with a razor and lift her purse?
And why don't you try keeping your mouth shut, boy?
Say, who are you calling boy?
You.
George's mother believed Lester Maddox should be president of the whole white world.
Whoa! I want to kick your ass someplace.
What I'm hearing, which is sort of scary, is they all want to stay in Texas.
Huh?
Everybody is so overwhelmed by the hospitality.
You ain't Scarlett O'Hara.
And so many of the people in the arena here, you know, were underprivileged anyway. This is working very well for them.
Say what?
In these lines, we should note especially the practicality of Lady Macbeth.
That woman's about as subtle as a rhinoceros horn at the backside.
Ooh-wee.
George's mother rallied and manfully tried again.
Tell me the truth here. I need a second opinion.
All that was visible of his mother were her beady brown eyes peeping through the slits of her sheet.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think I overused the word nigger?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I wish I hadn't said that.
You'll be looking pretty junky with a broom sticking out your ass.
The broom.
Ooh-wee.
Good and splintery.
You cursed rat! Look what you've done!
His mother screamed in blind panic.
I'm melting! Melting!
Ooh-wee.
Oh, what a world! What a world! Who thought you could destroy my beautiful wickedness? Ah! I'm going! Oh.
Hey, now you get me. Whoa!
She's dead. You killed her.
Ooh-wee.
For he's a jolly good fellow, which nobody can deny.
The wicked witch is dead.
Hey, the wicked witch is dead.
And so I rescued you where this beast blocked the short way up.
Is that it? Is that how it ends?
Attention. Your government has realized that putting you inside this dome was a terrible mistake.
Wow.
Therefore, we're commencing with Operation Killing You All.
Oh.
Bush screamed.
Let me out. Let me out of here. Get me the hell out of here.
And you see, there it goes again. Why is my building groaning and quaking?
He saw a shelter burst into flames, and the fire flapped at his right shoulder, and there was the glitter of water.
The shock and terror had made him wet his pants.
Oh, I hope George had nothing to do with this.
The silence of accountability about the suffering and death of so many in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. It's deafening.
An interminable dawn faded the stars out, and at last light, sad and gray, filtered into the shelter.
The place looked like a war zone, split in half like a coconut husk, heaps of lumber and twisted metal. But it wasn't the evil work of the hurricane.
George remained looking out of the hole in the shelter.
Huge structures collapsing have filled us with disbelief.
Oh, shut up.
How many times have I heard that before?
We'll have to shut the site down until we find the problem.
We helped with the burials, we helped with the burnings, but when it was over, and the worst was past,
the slaves were freed. You're free to go. But we're cool, right?
Woo-wee! You be real welcome, man.
Whoa! You're free. And freedom is beautiful.
He glanced at Ralph.
Say, drag your ass over in a couple of days. We give you the finest service in the house.
Do what?
Bye, Mr. White Trash, country ass, white sheets and white hoods, murderers, sore behind, drunk Klan members, fool Bush.
Oh, you're welcome, darling. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have a press conference to stammer through.
That means he has to poop.
And
the jars of urine?
Ooh, we'll hang on to those.
You are about to receive into your community the filthiest people alive.
The filthiest people alive? Mm. Well, you think you know somebody filthier? Watch. What you are about to see is a real thing.
Well, I've been down the pain and sorrow of no tomorrow's coming in. But I put my boat to the river bottom, and I got to hide someplace to find myself again.